KVJ Cuts.
Ah, people are getting a little too honest here in their texts. The KVJ Confessional today.
Oh, is it some juicy stuff?
It's a little bit of everything, actually, Virginia. Some of it's juicy, but I don't know about this one. Somebody texted in, they said, my confession here today, KVJ, is I pooped in the high school urinal on all four of my last days there.
Wow, that is not cool.
How about that?
Yeah, but you were young at the time.
You thought this is how I should go out.
You thought you were chasing greatness.
You
and
did.
You know what? You know better now, so you do better now.
I just feel bad for anybody that walked in and saw that.
Oh, it's not a cool thing for
horrific.
The janitor to go in there and see that.
This person's confession says, I thought I was pregnant. So I went to the doctor. And while he was examining me, he said, no, you know what? I think you just have gas. All I had to do was fart. And when I did, it smelled terrible. But afterwards, I felt so much better.
I know somebody who went to the hospital. They thought they were having a heart attack.
Wow.
And it was a fart attack. It was causing all kind of chest and stomach discomfort.
I didn't know you could get gas that bad.
You can get gas that bad.
And that long?
That one girl who was holding in her farts, she went to the hospital and it was a...
Oh, she was selling jars of farts.
Okay.
And so she was farting too much.
She was eating food to make herself fart, but she was holding them in until she was putting them in jars to sell them, and she messed up her natural biology, like her flow.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I think for some people...
When you got to fart, your body wants you to fart.
Okay.
And I even think there's levels of the IBS where if you got the IBS, there's...
Yeah.
It could be crippling for some people.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. This person said, my micromanaging manager at my fast food restaurant tried testing us by going to our drive-thru in his own car. We saw him, and the cook wound up spitting on his chicken sandwich.
Damn.
Oh.
The cook needs to settle down a little bit.
You might be annoying, but I mean, does anybody deserve a spit sandwich?
No,
nobody deserves that.
Someone tells me that's not the only thing the cook... has done that sounds savory.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'd look into him.
And the person then felt terrible because the manager then came in and said, you guys have outstanding customer service, and that chicken sandwich may have been the best I ever had.
Oh, that just makes me sad.
Broke
and
their heart.
Sick.
Yeah. They said they never, they didn't want to rat on their employees and they never told them what happened, but yeah.
Also makes me think, how many times have we eaten spit sandwiches?
Probably less than 10, more than 5.
I agree with that. I agree with that stat. Usually, I think her stats are insane, Kevin.
I've probably eaten more spit than you.
Mm-hmm. This would be the salacious one you're looking for, Virginia. This text said, my friend's husband is cheating on her.
Oh, boy.
But he doesn't know that she knows. And I'm a female, and so she's been getting back at him by hooking up with me a few separate times. Hmm. So she's cheating on him back, but with a woman.
Whoa.
And the woman that she's cheating with is texting us, and I think she's enjoying herself.
Well, I mean, yeah, if that's your flavor of pudding, you're loving the dessert tray.
Yeah. This person said, on my drive to work this morning, I soaked a school kid by accident.
Aww.
I couldn't avoid the puddle because of oncoming traffic on the other side of the road.
It does happen.
It created this 6-foot-long tidal wave as I went through. And I saw the aftermath in the rearview mirror as the kid just stood there stunned.
Yeah. Oh,
that is so sad.
Sorry about that, kid.
I would have pulled over and gone back there because I would have been heartbroken.
You would have? You would have gone back and apologized?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would have felt so bad and so sad. If it was a kid, yeah, I'm definitely going back for a kid.
Okay. This person said, I told a huge lie to get out of a small work thing, so now I have to... have a fake nephew with imaginary cancer because you can't backtrack on that. I'm going to have to live this lie for years now. And boy, let me tell you, the research I'm doing to keep this lie going is more than I ever bargained for.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yep. That's right.
Don't lie.
See
if you when you lie, then you have to remember your lies.
Yep.
And you better make sure you don't slip up.
Your confessions provide valuable moral lessons.
Lies, they're never fun. Lies will hurt someone.
Okay. And he even rhymed it. How about that?